Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of James, chapter 1, verse 22. And James beautifully writes, he says, "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves, do what it says." Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, when you listen to or read God's word, but do not apply it to your life, the Bible says you deceive yourself. How so? You may ask that question. Firstly, when you settle for knowledge rather than experience, the Bible says in James 4:17, if anyone knows the good they ought to do and doesn't do it, it is sin for them. Now, how do you understand it? When you know the truth but don't act on it, you're not simply making a mistake or exercising poor judgment, you are sinning. The Bible says knowledge without obedience is sin, because knowledge can puff you up with pride, right? Secondly, you compare yourself with others. And Apostle Paul beautifully writes in Galatians 6:4, don't compare yourself with others. In 2 Corinthians 10:12, he writes, when they measure themselves by themselves and compare themselves with themselves, they are not wise. That enables you to remain carnal but comfortable. And the older you get, the more seasoned you become at doing it. Over time, you build a reservoir of responses, and when the truth gets too close for comfort, you have 101 reasons why it applies to everyone except you. Thirdly, the word moves you briefly but does not change you permanently. There is nothing wrong with responding emotionally to spiritual truth, but if you go merrily on your way without changing your behavior in the slightest, your spirituality boils down to nothing more than a vapid emotional experience. Fourthly, you substitute communication for transformation. You talk the talk, but don't walk the walk. You think if you speak eloquently and convincingly about a point of scripture, you are covered off the hook. You are not. And James very beautifully writes, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we are so grateful to you for your word that encourages us to be obedient to the voice of God, to be obedient to the word of God, to the will of God. And today, O Father, we submit our will to the will of the Holy Spirit. And we say, have your way with us, in us, and through us, O Lord. Change us and transform us by the power of your Holy Spirit, that we will not be only hearers of the word, but we will be the doers of the word of God. That will bring pleasure to you. Obedience is what pleases you. And therefore, Lord, I pray that we will action, O Father, what we hear, and change our hearts and change our attitudes and change our behaviors into Christ. That's what I pray, Lord. Transform us today. Change us. Lord, I pray that you'll change us, purify us, sanctify us, cleanse us, create within us a clean heart, mind and thoughts, and fill us afresh with your spirit and with your power. Abba Father, today I lift up your flock into your hands as they step out into their jobs, into their businesses, in running the errands for the day, I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Lead them, guide them, bless them, keep them from the enemy. Flourish and prosper them because they are your inheritance. You are the glory and the lifter of their head. Bless them, O Father. I pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst, O Father. Lord, you know them. Even before they were conceived in their mother's womb, you knew them. And Father, I speak healing into their bodies because of the finished work of yours, Jesus, on the cross of Calvary. Lord, you dealt with sickness and you dealt with our sins. And by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. I give you the praise, O God. I declare and decree healing for your church, for your body of Christ, for your people in the name of the Lord, that they'll be in good health and strength. Vigor and vitality and longevity will be granted unto them. We thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Dear people of God, have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.